Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord Jehovah, as the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wills. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But the Lord Jehovah considers the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord Jehovah than sacrifice. A high look, arrogance, and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to abundance, but of every one who is hasty only to want. The obtaining of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed back and forth by those who seek death. The robbery of the wicked will destroy them, because they refuse to do what is right. The way of man is perverse and strange. But as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop, than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desires evil, his neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple-minded is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous man wisely considers the house of the wicked, but God overthrows the wicked because of their wickedness. Whoever closes his ears to the cry of the poor, he himself will also cry, and will not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath, anger, judgment. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction will be to the workers of sin. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding will remain in the congregation of the dead. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked will be a ransom for the righteous, and the sinner for the upright. It is better to live in the wilderness, than with a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the house of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. He who follows after righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty, and casts down the strength of its confidence. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. Proud and arrogant scorner is his name, who deals in proud anger. The desire of the lazy kills him, because his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more, when he brings it with a wicked mind? A false witness will perish. But the man who hears speaks constantly. A wicked man hardens his face. But as for the upright, he directs his way. There is no wisdom nor understanding nor counsel against the Lord Jehovah. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety, victory, deliverance, is of the Lord Jehovah.